This is episode 140 of UFO Encounters. In this episode, I'm reading from James Kelly's book, Awakened by the Stars, You Have Been Chosen. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from chapter 8, which is titled The Eyes of Light, and this is what James has written. The first time I saw the Arcturians, I didn't feel surprised. I felt home. It wasn't the meeting of strangers. It was the memory of something ancient, something my soul had carried long before this life. My star family, the Arcturians, stood before me in radiant stillness. Their presence washed over me like sunlight through water, calm, knowing, infinite. I didn't have to ask who they were. My heart already knew. They were tall and graceful, their blue skin shimmering in the twilight of another world. Their eyes, brilliant, endless blue, held the quiet depth of oceans, the kind where eternity seems to drift just beneath the surface. When they looked at me, I could feel the universe breathing. Their robes flowed like living light, white so pure it seemed woven from starlight, with threads of gold glinting softly along the hems. Around their brows and necks, golden adornments caught the glow of unseen suns. Every moment, every glance carried the serenity of beings who had long since outgrown fear. When they spoke, it wasn't with sound. It was with a gentle pulse that filled both mind and spirit. Words were unnecessary. Their telepathy was touch, warmth, and understanding. It reached into me, not to question or judge, but simply to remind me I belonged, that I always had. With them, there was only peace. Love so vast it filled every hollow place in me. As a child, and later as a man, they taught me without impatience, lessons of light, of creation, of what it means to be. Never once did I feel less than whole in their presence. On Arcturia, I would walk the shores, the ocean whispering against my feet, its waves glowing with soft blue light. Above me, the sky shimmered with shifting stars that felt alive, almost conscious. Sitting there, gazing into the luminous horizon, I would feel it, the ache of recognition. Something inside me stirred, something older than memory. I wasn't just a visitor, I was returning. Even as the years passed and I aged on Earth, 59 seasons of learning and remembering, that feeling never left. I taught others what they had given me, peace, connection, light. Yet a quiet longing gnawed at the edges of my knowing. There was something I still didn't understand. One evening, as the soft glow of Arcturian's moons bathed us in silver, I sat with Lauren, my mother in the stars. Our hands met, our thoughts entwined. Her presence was like calm water. I told her of the emptiness I couldn't name. She listened with eyes full of galaxies. Then, in a voice that moved through me rather than to me, she said, "Melio, you are not of two worlds, you are both. Your mother gave of herself, her essence joined with ours. We wove you from Earth and Arcturian light. That is why you remember. That is why you belong in both realms." The words moved through me like a song I had almost forgotten how to sing. My chest tightened, tears burning behind my eyes, not from sadness, but from recognition. In that moment, the missing pieces slid gently into place. I felt the warmth, the truth, the completeness I had been reaching for my whole life. I was more than just chosen. They made me serve as a bridge between stars and soil, and for the first time, I understood who I was. Arcturian Sister. My Arcturian sister, Sari, has always held a place in my heart that no one else could ever fill. She isn't just my Arcturian sister, she's a part of my soul, woven into the fabric of my being like starlight. From the time we met as children, she has been my joy, my comfort, and my quiet teacher in all things love and spirit. Her presence radiated calmness. Her skin shimmered a soft blue, as if the heavens themselves had found a body to live in. When her eyes met mine, every ounce of fear melted away. She didn't speak aloud. She didn't need to. Her thoughts brushed against mine like a gentle breeze. It felt like a forgotten note from a song I used to know, one that had been waiting for me to remember. We grew together, though she was hundreds of years my senior. Time didn't matter between us, only love did. We would walk together through the luminous corridors of the craft, her laughter echoing softly against the walls. She taught me the language of the heart before the language of words, how to listen, how to reach out with thought, how to touch another soul with kindness. Sometimes we'd sit for hours beside the observation window, watching the stars drift past like glowing seeds in an endless garden. She'd tell me stories of our homeworld, of blue skies that shimmered like crystal, of beings who spoke in light and danced in the frequencies of love. But she also taught me to feel, how to laugh, to play, to share emotions like siblings do. With her, I learned what it meant to belong. Years later, when I saw her again, the moment felt as if time itself had stopped. She was standing across a luminous hall, surrounded by students. Star children she was teaching now, her light brighter than ever. Her eyes met mine. She froze. Then that familiar, radiant smile spread across her face, the same smile that had comforted a scared boy so long ago. She didn't walk to me. She ran. "Little one," she cried, her voice bursting with laughter and tears. "My little brother has returned." We embraced, spinning together in a circle of light, both of us laughing, both of us crying. The years between us disappeared, leaving only the pure joy of reunion. We sat and talked for hours, about all that had passed, about how much we had both grown. Her eyes sparkled as she softly said, "Milio, you have become what you were. You carry the light impressively." Her words filled me with warmth so deep it brought tears to my eyes. I sensed her pride and love radiating, not like a teacher to a student, but like a sister whose heart was forever intertwined with mine. Sari has always been my guiding star. Her gentle presence still moves through my thoughts, soft telepathic whispers of wisdom when I need them most. She's been there in my darkest nights, a calm voice reminding me to hold on, to stay anchored in love. I am who I am because of her. Her laughter still echoes in me. Her teachings still shape my spirit. I carry her love like a sacred light inside my heart, the light of my sister, my friend, my guide through eternity. Orla. I first met Orla in my mid-20s, though when I saw her, it felt less like a meeting and more like a memory, as if she had always been there, just waiting for me to awaken. She stepped from the light, tall, graceful, radiant. Her skin shimmered like pearl and moonlight, too pure to belong to this world. Her eyes, golden, warm and alive. When they met mine, I felt them reach past flesh and bone into the very centre of who I was. Her gaze didn't just see me, it knew me. Her hair, white as starlight, fell in soft waves across her shoulders, and when she moved, it caught the air like silk drifting underwater. She wore a fitted suit that glowed faintly, threaded with gold along her arms and waist, and a robe so luminous it seemed woven from the breath of suns. Her presence carried strength, not the kind born from power, but from peace. She told me she came from Nor, a race of pure energy and light. Her home was the fifth planet, orbiting a minor star named Mona. Arcturians and Pleiadians who sought new worlds had once shared it. Orla was one of them, a being who had walked between dimensions, sent by the Council to find me. At first I didn't understand why, but when she spoke, her voice held the softness of wind through leaves. "I am here to help you remember," she said. Under her guidance, The walls inside my mind dissolved. Beyond mere sound, she taught me to listen, to discern the thoughts that existed within silence. She showed me that love itself is energy. This episode I was reading from James Kelly's book, Awakened by the Stars, You Have Been Chosen. And my book, titled Aspects of Alien Abduction, is available on Amazon, and you can get it on paperback, audiobook, or Kindle. And the audiobook is also on Spotify. A great way to support this podcast is to sign up to Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/alienufopodcast. And if you enjoy this episode, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.